devil's advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I got to find Cole Devil for at least a little bit longer. Hell, he's going to stick around till Dom joins us at 4 o'clock. My fine co-devil, Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Call him Batman around here. Matt, I've got to wonder, are you looking forward to the January 6th committee, the public hearings starting on June 9th? Sort of an early birthday gift for yours truly.
When's the birthday?
Oh, me and Dom, we're both Geminis. I'm June 12th. He's June 14th.
Oh, really?
He shares a birthday with Trump.
I am definitely looking forward to the hearings. I'm hoping that they get a lot of viewership and listenership, and I hope America comes to realize how close we came to losing our democracy on January 6th, and that people see how high the mountain of evidence is that Trump was behind this whole thing to overturn our democracy.
Now, they're supposed to do the first public hearing is going to be in primetime, Matt. My understanding, 7, 8 o'clock at night. We will play it live right here on Devil Radio in the Shaw and across the network. But I would hope it's half as compelling as the Amber Heard Johnny Depp's been to the American people. Because when it's pop culture, Matt, oh, it's got an audience. But when it's just, you know, democracy at stake, will the American people care? Will this be a game changer? Will this be a modern day Watergate? And will this be made, you know, perhaps with the pace of a movie like Maverick? They need to keep it moving for the American people. Short attention spans.
Well, I do hope they have some decent producers on, you know, on the payroll here. And, you know, let's remember Watergate wasn't riveting for quite a while, unless you like Sam Irvin's bouncing eyebrows. But ultimately, it got riveting. When John Dean testified. And so the question is, how slow is it going to be before the fireworks start? I kind of like your idea that I heard while I was driving around while you were listening to your show when you said, give it to Liz Cheney. Let her run the show. I think Liz Cheney is gold, and they need to bring her forward.
Well, apparently there will be one House manager effectively for each day of the impeachment. And the first one, June 9th, will be the primetime affair. And then the following week, sort of interspersed around our birthdays, June 13th, which I believe is the Monday, June 15th, and then I believe like June 16th. And then they were going to wrap up again with, I believe, June 21st. I'll have to check my calendar. But effectively, five or six public hearings through the middle of June and sort of culminating with another primetime conclusion, the summary, the verdict. Guilty, at least hopefully in the, you know, court of public opinion.
Yeah, what we're looking for is people to just kind of gasp, ultimately to have a feeling of revulsion and disgust at what Trump was trying to pull off. And kind of an, oh my God, I didn't realize that Trump was behind this. I didn't realize that he really was not going to leave office and didn't care what the votes were. He was just going to stay in power no matter what. And
didn't realize he was cheering for the hanging of his vice president,
yes,
apparently in real time.
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to stun any on the right? Do you think they're thinking, yeah, we should hang Mike Pence? Or do you think they're thinking, wow, maybe that's a line the president shouldn't cross, cheering for the insurrectionist to hang the VP?
I mean, we've been waiting for 5 or 6 years for people to get fed up with Trump and the outrageous things that he has said. But yeah, cheering for your vice president to get hanged by a mob that you have ginned up is probably the lowest of the low. And I would hope that, yeah, all but the people on Righty Whitey Talk Radio, as you call them, are going to be a lot of folks in Republican land and independents and suburban moms are going to look at this and say, this is just a little bit too far, and
now,
I can't be on board with this anymore.
Do you think they'll lay out the evidence against the Jim Jordans of the world and perhaps the Mo Brooks and the Scott Perrys? Jim Jordan, I saw a timeline. He was very intimately involved in the calls as early as like November 6th. Like, hey, this doesn't feel right. Let's find justification to overturn the election. And then you look at differing planning stages. Jim Jordan was a participant in the calls. And we know that Eastman, this John Eastman, this guy that apparently worked at a private institution but suddenly became the acting, what, Attorney General of the United States and maybe soon to be more. This guy had a coup plot, effectively. And you knew that it was illegal, acknowledged as much in different emails with, I believe it was Mark Jacob, who was the vice president's counsel. But Eastman continues to come to the state of Wisconsin and met with Robin Voss about a month and a half, 2 months ago, and still thinks we can decertify the last election, Matt. Still wants to overturn it. I'm waiting for a perp walk, man.
Yeah, but, you know, ultimately those are the little fish. And the question is, are they going to get the big fish? And Trump's the big fish. And I'm waiting, as you are, for Merrick Garland Day and that indictment to come down on Trump. And I assume when these hearings are over that the time for stalling at the U.S. Attorney General's office is over. And Merrick Garland is going to have to get off the pot here and give us some indictments.
I hear that Trump, and, you know, I have no particular insight other than the reporting I read, but Trump is getting anxious to get out there and start campaigning. And my thought process is he's anxious to beat the indictments. Because whether it's Fulton County in Georgia, whether it's, you know, perhaps the Attorney General of the state of New York, or whether it's the Department of Justice, an indictment's coming down sooner or later against Donald Trump. And of course, if he's a candidate, an active candidate for the presidency, he can claim, well, it's a political witch hunt, and perhaps have just enough cover fire to kind of live out the string, win the presidency again, and give himself a blanket pardon.
Well, I'm sure that's what he's hoping for. But, you know, I'm not convinced ultimately that he's going to run. I mean, you know, I do think he's going to be indicted by someone. I think the Georgia indictments are going to come. I mean, how much more evidence do you need than please find me, you know, 11,780 votes? I mean, that's on tape. I mean, you can't dodge that bullet.
You don't think he should have done that?
I mean, that's election tampering.
And Carter.
Plain and simple, right in front of everybody.
What about the claims of election fraud, the newest claims in the Georgia Republican primary that David Perdue lost 3-1?
That's a whole heap of fraud.
Rigged primary.
Yeah.
When you start leveling the accusations against the partisan primaries, man, there's no democracy left.
I mean, these are the worst spoiled sports in the history of athletic competitions, political competitions, you name it.
You know, Mo Brooks rationalized how it could be a rigged election at the top of the ticket, but his election completely valid. Do you know what his logic was?
No.
Well, you know, we don't have these problems in Republican primaries because the illegals only vote in the general election.
Okay, it had to come down to that.
Finally. Well, we'd recognize them if they're voting in a Republican primary. Wouldn't look like ours, if you know what we're saying. Matt Rothschild, my fine guest. I think he's going to stick around just a bit longer. Dom joins at the top of the four. Hope you stick around. More Devil's Advocates, the Hump Day Edition.
Shame on you.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?